not as visible as the translation system. It's mostly just backend changes. But while backend changes are also important, I promised to speak not too much about the history of this, but allow me a few on that. So the Drupal menu system, as those who have written Drupal code before knows it, was created in 2004 September by Jonathan Schaefer, when he have added back the caching to the old system. And this system back then was able to handle a lot things. It was able to route calls, which means that if you type in a Drupal pass in your browser, then it needs to figure out which function is going to handle this call. Also, you probably do not want to type in every URL one by one. You may want to click somewhere, so it was able to present you with a navigation menu. It also provided more navigation tools like a breadcrumb. It was able to do access control centrally. As we all know, Drupal has a very good security record, and one of the reasons for that is that the menu system has always provided a centralized access control. So if you are writing any page, you don't need to bother with access checking for every page. So yeah, I almost forgot the title. That the menu system provides the page title as well. This is just simpler and logical, because you need a title in the navigation menu anyways, because, you know, a link has a title and a path. So if we had anyways a title, so why not reuse that as a page title? And then this was the old solution. Now, it was the old system stores every information about all this stuff in a huge PHP array, serializes this, and stores in the cache table for every single user. I actually read the issue back from Dan, and it was not clear why every user got one. And there was some talk about just providing one for every role, but this decision made the menu system extremely powerful. You basically had everything you can do with PHP at your hand, because all the stuff was just a PHP array. There were no database constraints, there were no problems at all. However, such huge arrays to serialize and unserialize requires a lot of memory and requires a lot of time. So this became a resource drain. However, if you remember 2004, we didn't have the Drupal sites we have these days. Drupal was still very small, so nobody foresee what happened. So the new solution, as I said, there are no big front-end changes. There are some small usability enhancements in the menu overview. In the old system, you had every menu on one page. Now it's you have a menu overview for each menu, and it finally got a pager, which is pretty important, because we now support tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of links in one menu. Although I didn't have the time to benchmark the latest versions, I can definitely tell you that around when I benchmarked it in March, it very nicely stood with 220,000 links in one menu. I think that still stands. So unless I think you just can't put anything in the menu now, really. I was actually testing with a dump of the free web directory, you know, the Open Directory project. That's it. I was actually testing with that because that was the biggest free tree I could found. The new system, unlike the old, is very well documented. I have submitted the first documentation before the first patch was in the queue, and the documentation has recently been updated. The last run against the documentation has ended about 90 minutes ago, because I wanted to make sure that if you now go to the you go to drupal.org and check the handbook, then you will see everything as it's up to date. Things are still easy to define as they were in the old one, and unlike the old one, it's very easy to alter. In the old one, you needed to hack and hack badly. You needed to change this huge array directly. There were no API to help with altering. So the new system stores everything into two database tables. I wouldn't say that they are normalized, but they are very close to that. This represents a fundamental change. Earlier, you had everything done on runtime. Now, so if you remember the old one, there you specified access just as a Boolean variable. It was either true or false. This has changed. Now you specify an access callback, which means that when the entry is loaded from the database, this callback is called, and the result of this callback determines the accessibility of the page. This is probably the biggest change for those who are writing modules, that now you cannot have just a complex thing written for access, which pulls everything and returns Boolean. Instead, you have things like the user view access here. So what you do now is that you have an access callback. It has arguments. I will talk a lot more about this strange notation. And well, this is the actual access callback from core. So you still can have any complexity you just want to. You just don't write it into the menu hook. Instead, you write a separate function. Because it's separate, it's mandatory separate, it's much easier to understand menu definition for advanced thing. It's much easier to maintain this. You no longer have too much logic in a menu implementation. The less logic you have there is the better. Still, core has a few definitions which uses loops from pulls data from the database, loops it, and defines menu items based on that. We didn't have time to remove all of them, but actually all of them could be removed. I will show you how. So we have the access callback. We also have a something which is called the page callback. We always had this. This is the function that actually renders the page. And we have a title callback. As I mentioned, the menu is providing titles. As Gabor mentioned, this is an international release, so if we would store the title into the database localized, then basically the user who was running Drupal when the menu was built, her locale would burn into the database. That's not good. So now you have you just store a string, and the menu automatically calls T on it. But that's not all, because you can, because that's just the default title callback. You actually can specify anything to be the title callback. I will show you an example. How cool tricks can you do with that? Arguments. Yes, I will pull out the handbook again, because this is very well described in here. So if you remember Drupal 5, you were writing things like this in the not cacheable part of hook menu. Basically, you checked whether you are on a page you are interested in, and if you were there, then you have added your menu entry, and this was not cached. Now, this is changing through, I have shown a few steps there. Well, maybe I won't jump them. It's easier to show. So the first step to translate would be, this is, of course, this is just pseudo code. That's, it's now not per person sign. The person sign is a weird card in the new menu system. It basically matches everything. So you have the access callback, you have access arguments, which will be something that we are determining view of a node. Then you have the page callback, the page arguments. The page arguments again needs the node. Now, how can we find this one node? We know that the first argument here specifies a node, and it's a node. So putting all that together ends up in this, which is the actual definition. Now you have some very strange notation there, percent node. The percent node means that that's the first argument. So the first argument is going to be a node ID. You should call node load on it. If it would be percent user, the system would call user load on it. And because these are integers, integers are replaced by the object loaded. And this is necessary because all we store into the, we need to store something into the database. So what we store into the database is just a one. And that, and on runtime, it will take the first argument, call node load on it, and replace this one with the node. These were some examples. I have just shown this one, and this, I don't, I guess you haven't followed the bug fix process of Drupal 5, but we had a lot problems with the search. And it was a bit hacky at the end, and we also had a lot of problems in 6. It has been fixed about 20 hours ago. But it is now fixed. This is now code from core. The problems are here is that if you search on something like food/bar, then it's going to be two arguments. If you search on food/bar/something, then it's three arguments. You just can't tell how many arguments you will have, so we cannot use that very simple notation of simply putting a 2 or a 3 into the path. Now, what we can do, on the other hand, is to define something like search, user, person, menu, tail. But the other usage of person, something, for local tasks is that it's basically the pair of loading. It's something which is called toArg. So the full function is going to be called menu tail toArg. And what it does is it takes foo/bar/something and it renders them as if it would be just one argument. So this will end up with the search tabs pointing to just the correct places. So you have, I hope I have search module on. Yep. Don't worry about the error messages. This is my development Drupal. So you have this for the content tab. Oh, sorry, you cannot see that. That's a problem. Let me see whether I can do something with it. I guess now you can. So, Drat.
What does it say?
It says search node/foo/bar and this one says search user/foo/bar. So the arguments, well, I can just click on it, I guess. And the keywords this way are kept between the two types of search, even if you are using slashes. This was a huge challenge for search, which means that if you get arguments like search, then you probably should use this construct. And we have, as I told you, this is the most complex definition we have. We have a defined title callback here, which is moduling walk. As you can see, you can do basically any kind of tricks with title callbacks and title arguments. You can call anything you want to. This is going to be either search or node or OG for OG groups or anything. So it will, the title arguments, as you can see, these are constants, and because these are constants, you can store them into the database. When you call in a search page, it's going to call this search hook and it will get the name of that search. So instead of putting node, it will put out a nice content for you. What the? Get out of there. Okay, the page callback hasn't changed. This is once again search. This is once again node or user. These are pretty much common stuff here now. And we have a parent definition here, which means I don't know who had problems with defining tabs in Drupal 5 based on IRC. I think everybody. It was a little bit it was just not really understandable how things happen. Because there is a menu item which says search, and you have a default tab for that one. In this case, search node. or in the case of a node, you have view as the default tab. And as the old system worked, the default tab was actually served by its parent. This is not so anymore, but we still need to link together the default tab to its menu item. So this happens explicitly here. Usually you don't need to do that, because for example, for simpler cases, it's simple the menu entry one level up. But here, where you can have any number of arguments, you just cannot find the default one. So this was search. And well, come on. Yep. The documentation has. Yeah. There is. Okay. I will talk a very little. I will try not to deal a lot with this because it's a bit it's quite a bit technical. But the way the system can be fast and still flexible is here, that if you want to visit that, if you want to edit that node, then these are the seven possible passes that might have the callback for the page. It's actually node%edit. Now, we need to find that one, and in case somebody overrides that and has a special edit page for this node, then of course you want the first one. So what we do is we replace everything which is not a person sign with a 1, person signs with a 0, so you get binary numbers. I will zoom out a little bit so that it's visible on the same screen in case I can find. Yep. I hope it's still readable. Oh wait, I put the pass in the table recently, then that's great. I totally forget sometimes what I do. Update, as I told you, where did this go? Hey. Oh, sorry, just a second, I don't know, I have apparently closed this one. Come back. Okay. So, yep. Here is the table I wanted to have, and yeah. So, as you can see, you take something like this, replace totally mechanically with 1, 0, 1, and you need to read this as a binary number. It becomes a 5, and this will give you an order of the passes. This is how the new menu system finds what the menu item is going to serve the page. This is a very good trick. And recently, Peter Volanin, who have written about half of this. He was a big help. has added a very cool trick that, for example, if there are no passes which would read a 4, then that's not even examined. This is not a big deal for 3 long passes, but if you have 7 long, then it would need to examine, I think, 127 possibilities for every page load, which would be just a little bit too much. We originally wanted to allow only 6 long pass definitions, but now that we only examine the possible masks, it's now quite feasible to have 7 long ones. I just want to list from core. So currently, out of the past, okay, it's not readable. So currently, Drupal doesn't use longer than 6 passes. So there is a possibility of 63, but we only use 20 of them. So this is basically a 3 times speed up. So all in all, the new menu system results in being much faster than the old one, because it doesn't need to serialize, and we have lots of tricks to make it faster. It doesn't need as much memory as the old one did, especially if you switch off the navigation block. The old system had no changes, so even if you didn't have the navigation block, everything was loaded. Now, if you switch off the navigation block, it simply just doesn't work to compare to Drupal 5 because it runs circles around it. And so we have performance, less memory, and as much flexibility as the old one had. And or maybe even more, because you are able to alter other modules' definitions, which is a very popular question on IRC, and it's not really feasible in 5. So, and yeah, and I think the documentation is also very important, because one of the problems with the old system was that nobody understood it after John Bob left. You know, bus factor. Somebody leaves, and you are left with code that nobody understands. There are currently 2 people who understand the new menu system, and at least in totally, and I know that a few others understand some concepts, and because it's documented, if both of us leave the project, it will still be maintainable. This is pretty important. We are trying to learn from errors in the past. We try to make even the process scalable, not just the code. Okay, I think questions.
Is it now apparently possible to explicitly define the hierarchy, which was, for example, the taxonomy menu module in the past needed to artificially add the hierarchy, and now you can add just the parent key?
The parent key is only for the tasks. However, taxonomy menu needs a significant change. It almost needs to be rewritten from ground up, because we now store things in 2 tables. we have one table which handles routing the requests, and we have another table which is used to render the navigation block. Taxonomy menu doesn't need a hook menu anymore. It needs a bunch of menu save links because it only adds links to the link table. The router table is usually very small. I can't really imagine a Drupal install where it will go above 1,000, because those would be 1,000 different pages, on the 1,000 different coded pages. On the other hand, as I told you, the links table can grow basically any size. We have ported the book module to use the new menu system. So all the Drupal.org handbooks is going to be stored in there, which will be basically the first big trial of whether this really scales or not, but it does. So taxonomy menu and everything else which programmatically adds new links to the navigation block can add links, but that doesn't need to be in hook menu. That's a whole different, that's a different function. Here. You see, it has, this is also partially, so now everything has very good docs again. Recently, in about the last 1-2 years, Dries squarely refuses to commit anything which is not commented to death. So the new system is not just documented in the handbook, but even in the code, as you can see, there are comments basically everywhere. So if you want to port taxonomy menu, then you will call this a lot, a lot.
And the relationship from item to item is then explicitly passed via an entry in the item?
Yes, yes. You can here definitely define the parent, because this is, you know, these are just, this is just the navigation menu or any other menu. This is also something new. You can have, you can programmatically put programmed links into any menu. So for example, you can have something in the primary links if you want, in hook menu. And also with menu links save, you can create any menu. In the old system, you were confined to the navigation menu when you were defining stuff. This is now not so. Every menu is now equal. Yeah. So as you can see here, via this key, it connects to the router table, which, by the way, which it means that you can have a link which points to just almost anywhere, and it will find the correct router item anyways. This is used for determining the access. Yes, this is also important, which I almost forgot to say. In the old system, if you added a link from the menu module, then that was always visible. There was no access control of it. Now it has. It has the same, it has the very same access control, the same code runs as when you want to display it, when you would land on it. So if you click a menu link and it would result in an access denied, you won't even see the link. Also, yeah, also about menu module, you were able to enter any path in many modules, whether it existed or not. When people asked whether it's possible to say which path exists in Drupal or not, another very popular question, it was just not possible to answer this because you had items which were not cached, so it was not really possible to say whether if you land on a path there would be something or not. Now everything is stored in the database, so you can just ask the relevant API that does this path has a relevant menu item. If it has, then okay. So menu module does not allow you to enter any path which doesn't exist. I need to check whether path module allows you. If it does, then it's a bug which I will fix. Because a path module also should only allow to alias passes that exist. So there are a lot of very cool tricks with the new menu system, and I strongly urge everybody who is going to port his modules to try to forget the everything from the old ways, because it's a very different mindset now. It's a different what you can do and how should you do things. Yep.
Is there a non-default path that
yes.
the default path in that hierarchy links to the actual menu item, whereas the behavior in Drupal 5 was that it links to the parent? Would that be fixed?
I'm not entirely sure whether I understand your question, but in search,
you could now on the example page go to administer.
Yes, admin. Seems. None of these. Oh, I'm not logged in. That's a. It's very hard to type one. Okay. Of course, I have a one character password. This is just my development Drupal on my own laptop. Why would I need a longer? The password is X. If you really want to know. Be my guest. I only throw it out every second minute. If you take a look, this is a MySQL hot copy, which just created this database. So, you know, here is the drop database Drupal 6 command, right? So I'm not really phased about this database. Yes. Yes.
And then if you have an over list, it's it should be
yes.
admin build themes list.
Why it should be admin build themes list? Admin build themes list should never be displayed. That path doesn't really exist.
Well, okay, then this might already have been fixed.
Yes. A lot of stuff related bugs were fixed. And now the last puzzle is the menu update path, which I have written yesterday. I don't know whether it's in yet because I have not seen Goba in the last hour. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, you could commit all three outstanding update patches. At least please the big one, because it's now very very tiresome to test anything if you need to apply three patches. Okay. More questions? If not, then thank you. If you have questions, you can find me usually on IRC in Hash Drupal.
24 hours a day.
More or less, yes?
I have a question.
Yes?
Since we know all the paths that exist, we could now build an export feature, couldn't we?
What?
An export feature where you export your entire site without having to get it from external.
And now this is not that easy. Because just because, you know, this is not like that. Just because you can say that if I type in this path, I can determine whether it exists, that doesn't mean that I can generate all possible passes.
Oh, because of the wildcards,
okay. Right. Right. It's, you know?
But you know in every case what the wildcard is supposed to be, so even though it would be a lot of work, you could go through and get all the user IDs and get all the IDs.
Well, that would require a lot of manual work. Because you need to know what, for example, node load does or user load does. You need to connect the user load to users that you ID. So that specific knowledge that's nowhere defined outside of user load, you know?
Well, you could get the path, and you know what wildcard's supposed to go in there, and you can put a 1, 2, or 3, or 4, or 5 in there, if you've got 5 users, and then call the page.
Yes, you can do that. But the problem is, how do you know that user slash user can be fulfilled by values from the users table? So you need to write most probably module specific and even more probably site specific code to do this export.
You could call menu execute handle itself, couldn't you? Like just the same as if you render a page and get at least the HTML content to do whatever you want with it.
Excuse me?
You could just do the same thing that the menu system does to get at least the rendered content to export it.
Yeah, but you need to know which page you want to call. And you don't know the problem with, so this export is not really feasible because you just don't know how to fulfill. And also, another problem with the export is the title callback. Because it is not impossible to write pages that change their titles based on time. So, you know, to say good morning, good afternoon, you could do that with a time-based title callback. And then how are you going to export that? You know, not to mention that you can have pages which are accessible in the morning and not accessible in the afternoon.
Well, I'd export it twice then.
So... while this is an improvement, so now if you specify a page, we can say it exists or not, but the other direction is not implemented, and I don't think it's implementable at all. Not even with something like relationships in Shema API, not even then you will be able to do that because of the highly dynamical nature of the callbacks. I don't think this is feasible to generate every page in Drupal. I don't think so. I just don't think so. What you want to basically do is to automate Boost, to preload the Boost module. I don't think that's either needed or feasible. I think that's quite enough that people visit the pages, Boost puts an export into its file cache, and then Apache server serves that. You basically would write a hell lot of code to save one page load every hour. That doesn't worth it.
Well, I was thinking of a different use case, but that's okay.
Here is how you can do a crude version of this: install Boost and release widget on your site.
Boost?
Yeah, Boost module.
And then do what?
WGET.
Oh, yeah.
Spider your site. And then you will get something which is very close to a full export.
So Boost that makes static files?
Yes.
Okay.
Boost creates static files for you. These will at least export the pages that are accessible for that certain user you are spidering as at that moment. Mm-hmm. That's all you can have. Even more questions? Then I say thank you for attending.
If you've got a website, you need a system to manage your content, Drupal. If you want to build a web application, you've got to download Drupal. Drupal, 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 Drupal. If you've got a website, you need a system to manage your content, Drupal. If you want to build a web application, you've got to download Drupal. Drupal, 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 Drupal. Drupal, 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 Drupal.